You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Nick Trzynski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $100 million. That's how much cash Spirit Airlines says it's burning every month as the coronavirus pandemic continues to hurt demand for air travel. The budget airline saw a rebound in travelers in June, but that has since reversed in July and August as U.S. cases have begun to rise again. Several states have imposed quarantines on incoming travelers, making travel less appealing. Spirit says it may furlough up to 30% of its employees this fall, once payroll support it is receiving under the CARES Act expires. That's bad news for affected pilots, flight attendants, and other staff, but investors rewarded Spirit stock on Tuesday. It closed up more than 7%. The next number up is 27%. That's how much Ford Motor stock has lost in the past 3 years, while the S&P 500 has gained over 40%. Facing falling sales volume and troubles in Europe, the automaker has been working on a turnaround. But progress has been slow, and investors have fled the stock. Now, Ford is unexpectedly shaking up its top management ranks. Its current chief operating officer, Jim Farley, will take over from CEO Jim Hackett in October. Farley will have his work cut out for him. The coronavirus crisis is hitting the auto industry hard, and traditional automakers like Ford are facing an identity crisis. The future of transportation is all about electric powertrains and autonomous vehicles. Tech industry upstarts and new competitors like Tesla appear to have the lead on both fronts. Our last number is $3 billion. That's roughly the hit to Walt Disney's operating income last quarter as a result of COVID-19-related disruptions. The media and entertainment giant is under pressure from all sides during the pandemic. Disney has had to contend with disrupted production schedules, delayed film releases, closed theme parks, docked cruises, and clients' slashed advertising budgets. The Disney Plus streaming service is made for the social distancing environment, but it's a tiny slice of Disney's revenue, and it isn't profitable yet. On Tuesday evening, Disney said its overall operating income dropped a whopping 72% last quarter from a year earlier, while revenue fell 42%. It will be a long road back for Disney. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Nick Trzynski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Also, don't forget to listen to Streetwise, another Barron's podcast. Hosted by columnist Jack Howe, the latest episode is about what investors should make of the recent gains for cryptocurrencies and precious metals. And stay tuned for a new episode this Friday. Have a great day.